Andrew, how are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I want to get your thoughts. You look at the pitching, and what a gem. And, man, it's unfortunate he lost the game. But, you know, the Jays have had some excellent gems thrown away lately from their starting pitchers. But specifically for Sanchez, and there's been some rumblings quietly that, you know, they might get him on a pitch count. They want some guys out of the bullpen. To me, it just doesn't make sense to put him there. What do you think?
No, I mean, in an ideal world, you certainly wouldn't move him back to the bullpen, especially the way he's going right now. You know, it really feels like he's taken a step forward in terms of, you know, obviously his command. You know, walks were the big issue for him last year. But the secondary stuff has looked way better than, you know, even I think it did in spring. You know, there was sort of concern about can he get by with just a fastball, because the curveball and the changeup are works in progress. And what we saw in Detroit this week, they didn't look like works in progress. They looked like full-fledged, you know, plus MLB pitches. There are great comments after the game from Miguel Cabrera about, you know, just wow, impressive stuff. And, you know, this is perhaps the best pure hitter in the game, right? So it was a really, really incredible start for Sanchez, and he's been terrific. The issue of putting him in the bullpen, though, obviously comes down to, you know, how the Jays want to sort of protect his arm. And I think you're right. You're right that there's, you know, there's theories and there's been studies about how pitchers respond to, you know, going well beyond the number of innings they've thrown in the season before. I think Aaron's topped out at about 130 was his highest year. And so to ask him to do, you know, if you think about the Jays, what the run they made last year, you know, you might be looking at 200, 220 innings for him, which is a huge jump. But at the same time, nobody really knows if that's – if the study is kind of inconclusive, I think. People just sort of think that this is a good idea. It seems like common sense to not really ramp up the number of innings on guys. But I think if you talk to people who look into and study arm health, it's more about, you know, fatigue in the arm, pain in the arm, than any set number of innings. You know, so it is it's an interesting situation that the Jays are in, which I think they obviously didn't expect, because he's just been absolutely their ace.
Should R.A. Dickey start challenging hitters more with 82 and 83 mile an hour fastballs back to back like he did yesterday?
Probably not the best idea to keep going to that, but I think, you know, Dickey himself will talk about how he's a pitcher who's evolving and always, you know, trying to stay ahead of guys. And when that's as hard as you throw, you know, you kind of have to do things like that, especially on days when his knuckleball isn't working. And him along with Stroman, you know, they've talked about Johnny Cueto and hearing the guys last year in the dugout, the hitters saying, you know, Johnny Cueto does like this little quick pitch thing, and then and that really messes up their timing, and talking about what an asset that was for Cueto and trying to work it into their game. And so stuff like that, more stuff like that, I'm totally fine with. But I think it'll only take a couple of those fastballs to get, you know, knocked out of the park before people start thinking maybe that's not such a good idea and you should stick with the knuckler.
Well, it was funny. I loved just the interaction. Cabrera almost giving him respect for throwing the heater at him. He wasn't expecting it. Josh Donaldson yesterday, this great day at the dish. Outstanding play at third base, and as the Jays avoid the sweep against Detroit, easily could have swept that series the way they were playing and pitching. More importantly, really, or at least won the series, I would say. Donaldson's one who people have kind of been waiting for more from him. You watch all the games closely. Have you started to see, like, not that he's playing bad by any stretch, but when you're the reigning MVP, the bar is higher?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that, you know, that last year was so special and so great. And I wrote this last night about Donaldson's performance. It was the kind of day that, you know, you saw him kind of have on a regular basis last year, but that you can't really expect anybody to do, because it's just superhuman, really. And you're right, he hasn't. You can't say that he hasn't played well. He's played, you know, extremely well. He's obviously a great player. But last year, you would just see a little bit more out of him. And hopefully that's the kind of thing that's going to start to come around, especially as he moves further away now from the injury that he's had. But, I mean, I find it difficult to find fault with anything he's done. But you're right. He maybe hasn't quite been to that level of 2015.
Andrew Stoughton joins us from BlueJaysNation.com. Andrew, looking at the Jays series moving forward, any matchups that intrigue you?
You know, I think it's just the series on the whole, frankly. You know, Marcus Stroman, I would like to see do well, and regardless of who he's matched up against, this is a big offense, and he's a guy who's kind of struggled his last few times out, or last couple times out at least, and hard contact has been a problem for him so far. He's really kind of getting hit all over the yard, a lot of loud outs too. And that's something you want to monitor. You know, I keep writing that Aaron Sanchez has been everything that we thought Marcus Stroman was going to be. You know, the ground ball guy, getting more strikeouts, just a pure ace overpowering guys. And Stroman struggled a little bit, so he's a guy I'm really going to watch tonight, especially, I think. But in general, you know, it's just going up against the Orioles, the team that's ahead in the division, and these are kind of important games.
Well, and the fact that the Orioles are absolutely raking the ball right now.
It's definitely going to be a test for the Blue Jays starting pitching, and that's, you know, the thing that's held them up so far has been it's been just so much better than expected, and really with the way that the offense is underperforming, the bullpen is continuing to be a giant mess. The starting pitching has really been everything for this team, and they did really well against Boston. You know, the couple series with Boston, the two, you know, they did the four with Boston and New York, and that's an incredible offensive team as well. But you're right, the Orioles are a scary lineup right now. And the Jays, you know, they have to go out and beat them.
All things being equal and everybody's healthy, would Devin Travis be the ideal leadoff hitter in this roster?
I think he would. I mean, I don't think they really have an ideal leadoff hitter, but I think he's the guy that they're thinking about, and that most fans look at his skill set, and he's the kind of guy that probably should be at the top of the lineup, especially when, you know, there's almost literally nobody else. And yeah, I think that's going to happen. I think they're, you know, they had to rush him back to the big leagues because of Troy Tulowitzki's injury. So he's maybe not where they want him to be just yet. And I think these are sort of, he's been taking at bats, but they would have preferred him taking Buffalo. So they're probably not going to rush him into that sort of spotlight right away. But eventually, once the hits start coming, assuming that they do, I'm sure that's what's going to happen.
As always, Andrew, we appreciate it. Enjoy the Orioles-Jays series. We'll talk to you next week.
Will do, man. Thanks very much.